Until the storm passes by. We can't trust no one else. Why should I fear? Why should I fear? The Bible plainly tells us that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, of love, of sound mind. We can trust the Lord. And that's what we're going to preach to you. Everything has been right in line this morning. We appreciate the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the oneness of the Spirit, that we might be one with Him. That's what we just learned in Sunday school. It was taught us very well that we might be one with Him. All right? Everybody all right?
Yes.
Let's pray together, can't we? Father, we come this morning, and again, God, I come thanking You for how great You are, how You allow the Holy Spirit of God, Your Spirit, You, to minister to our hearts this morning. Lord, Your word tells us You'll guide us in all truth. You tell us You'll reprove us of righteousness, sin, and judgment. You tell us that You'll magnify Your name with Yourself. Lord, thank You. We're allowed to do that today. You've saved us, and that blows all of our minds. Why? But You keep us. That is even more amazing. But You're making us be more like You, and that might be the most amazing thing of all. Lord, make us more like You this morning. We need You. Lord, we fail, but we need You. Others fail, but we need You this morning. Thank You that You're on the throne. Thank You. You don't change. Now, Lord, as You speak to our heart, I pray that You'll speak way down deep, that those among us that's not saved will see their need of a Savior this morning. And they'll receive You this morning. They'll repent and receive You. Come to You today. Those who's carrying a heavy load, they can't carry it. Lord, they can't do it. I can't do it. Lord, we're going to have to give it to You. You're going to have to carry it. We can't. Lord, we mess up. We in fact, we're probably the reason there's a burden. But Lord, You can fix it. Lord, we trust You this morning. Lord, I've seen You do some awful big things. And, You ain't changed, not near a bit. So I just gonna keep on trusting You, keep on loving You. Wait on You. Your time ain't my time. I'll just wait on You. And even if I don't see it, that don't mean You ain't gonna do it. And Lord, if I'm with You when it's done, it'll still be You that do it. So I'll just wait on You this morning. Thank You for it all. Touch me fresh. Cleanse me. I'm filthy. Cleanse me. Give me power to preach as You want me to preach this morning. Please, oh God, speak to our hearts in Jesus' name and amen. We're living in evil days. I mean, I don't know that we even comprehend how evil time is and days are. You know, the Bible plainly says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We don't even know what we're capable of. We don't even know. We don't know. We say, boy, I know one thing. I'll never go back on Him. That's what Peter said. The Lord said, well, get behind me, Satan. He said, I'll tell you what you're going to do. Before the rooster crows, you'll deny me three times. There ain't no way. So we don't know what we're capable of. And because the days are evil. The days are just evil. You know, the Bible always plainly says, you know, the things are going to wax worse. We think it's bad today. Hold on, tomorrow going to get worse. And that's, we're not trying to discourage you. No, the Bible says things are going to wax worse and worse. And what the change we saw in 20 years. How about the change we saw in 2 years? How about the change since crazy COVID? We've seen things that blown our mind that we didn't think we'd ever dream of seeing, you know. I'm constantly saying, how dumb can people be? And then they do something and say, well, that's one. That's how dumb they can be. And then they do it again. And we're in competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all in competition seeing who can be the dumbest. You know, our actions, because we know better. We know better. You know, and I understand people don't know the Lord. I understand young Christians, but some of us old heads, man, we ought to be down the road a little further than we are. You know, I'm speaking for me, okay? But the problem is, as we're trying to trust things that fail. You know, we all look for a standard in life. We all look for something that's going to be stability for us. We all do that. Do we not? We don't want to live haphazardly. We don't want to live like, we want something that is stable. We want a stable home. We want a stable job. I mean, there's nothing more aggravating than having a job and wondering each, is this going to be the last week this job holds on? I mean, it's hard to concentrate and focus on work. If you wonder about your home, you know, you can't wonder, is this going to be, are they leaving today? Or they, you know, you can't live like it. There's no joy in that. The church or anything else, we look for stability. Do we not?
Yes.
Something we can hold on to. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for something to hold on to. And the sad part is that we're trying to hold on to a corrupt world.
Yes.
And it falls apart in our hand.
Yes, it does.
And it's rotten.
Yep.
It's rotten. You grab a hold of, you know, you go up a ladder, an old wooden ladder, you think everything's good. You know, we hunt in tree stands. Well, we used to all hunt in wooden stands.
Yeah.
And we all had to go each fall and we would look at them. That wasn't enough to look at them. You climbed up them. And many a time, I've climbed up them when I held onto the rung, right on off the rung come. You know why? Because it was cut off from life. It was just an old stick. It was up there. It was dead. And I was going to put my trust in something that was dead. Are you listening to me? We're trying to trust things that are corrupt. And we try to find stability in things that are corrupt. We try to get peace with things that are corrupt. We look in the wrong places and we can't do that. We look to people. And people fail. Parents fail. I don't know about y'all, but I look at the years now I've been a parent, and I got two good boys. I'm tickled with my boys. I love Marcus and Philip, and I believe they've turned out fairly well. But only God's grace is the reason. Me and Cheryl has sat and looked over the how many failures have I had over my children. How many mistakes did I make? Oh, I can't go back and fix none of them. I can't go back and change none of them. And I look at that, but I failed them. Now, they may not think so, but me and Cheryl believe we did. You know? Because people fail. Parents fail. How many times, Cheryl, have I let you down? How many times have you let me down? I mean, if we're going to write them down, be a long, long list over all these years because we failed one another. You know, I mean, that's the way it is. You know, I look at you. I look at the congregation. I look at what we have, what we don't have. And I know I failed. Some of you, I failed greatly. Some of you, I've not been there. There's people that's fell through the cracks not neglected on purpose. There's no one that I went against on a purpose, but yet failures. Failures. Others just maybe trusted me, but yet I fail. Are you understanding what I'm trying to tell you this morning? It's just the things that we look for, sometimes we don't have. We don't have that stability because we're limited. We're limited. There's some, I don't know why, some would trust the government. You know, you need Medicaid, but there's people that trust the government. There are people who actually think the government's going to help you. You know, and I'm sorry, you are deceived. With a big D, you're deceived, all right? But that's life. But it's what we look for. Are you understanding what I'm trying to get you to think about? We're looking for things that have limits, things that is corrupt, things that normally fail, And that's what we want to hold on to. And that's not where we need to go this morning. But I want to talk to you this morning about the one that don't fail. I want to talk to you one this morning that don't have no limits. I want to talk to you just a little bit, for just a little bit this morning. I want to do my best to encourage you about one that you can depend on regardless. You'll not never have to worry about him coming short. I want to talk to you about the Lord Jesus this morning. See, there's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. We trust the wrong things. The Bible says, I'm going to give you some scriptures. We're going to look at several scriptures this morning. I'm just going to try to magnify the Lord. Can we do it together? Can we just magnify the Lord together this morning? Huh? Psalms 118, verse 8. It's a center verse of the Bible. Dead center of the Bible. Psalms 118, verse 8. You know what it says? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Think about that. How about Deuteronomy chapter 32? Deuteronomy chapter 32. We'll just read the Bible a little bit. And if the Bible can't help you, I know I can't. It's going to have to be what the Bible says. Deuteronomy chapter 32. How about verse 3 and 4? Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. That's a big R rock too. He is the rock. His work is all right. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Miss Kim, I thought that when I was reading that. I always ask, how you doing, Miss Kim? Just right. I'm just right. Well, can I tell you, we got one that's just right. That's what it says, ain't it? It says, without it, and just and right is he. So he's just right. Are y'all hearing me? Well, we don't just have a good guy. He's just right.
Yes, he is.
He's just right. And you can depend on him this morning. We still okay? How about Joshua chapter 1? Joshua chapter 1. Verse 5. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Now look at this next. I will not fail thee. Ain't that most wonderful? I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now that's what it says. I believe what it says. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He's just right. He's just right. Huh? So I want to preach to you just for a minute on one who don't fail. One who never fails. My Jesus. Huh? One who never fails. You know, he don't fail in any way. And I've thought of all of them. If I wrote down everywhere he don't fail, then we don't have enough time. So I just cut it down to three things. Okay? I cut it down to three things if I could, just so we can get a little bit of help this morning. Y'all with me? Now, if y'all will listen really good and clear and fast, I believe we'll get some help this morning and I'll get out of the way. Is that okay? Y'all promise? Now hang with me now. You're going to have to be a little vocal this morning. Now, we're going to have to quit being deadhead. We're going to have to be a little vocal this morning. All right? Pretend like we're at a ball game. All right? Pretend like it's your kids playing a worthless ball game. Okay? Pretend they're going to kick it far and gonna hit it far and throw it fast and run fast. I seen two little boys yesterday and they was there at the camp yesterday and they just had brand new lightning stripes on their head from the barber and they was excited and I asked them, I said, now tell me, does it make you run faster? Yes. That's what little Levi told me. Makes him run faster. And Jack's could care less. But Levi was glad. It made him run faster, okay? Makes him run faster. That's not clunky. You just got lightning stripes on the side of your head this morning. All right, get all excited about it. Because the only thing I'm going to do is talk about Jesus. We okay this morning? Talk to me now. Now stay vocal. See, what I found is he never fails in his speech. He never fails in his speech. Can I get a witness anybody's ever said the wrong thing? Could I get a witness? Anybody had messed up? If they had just kept their mouth shut, it would have been okay. But they said it, and it ruined everything. It blew everything completely sideways. Huh? He ain't never done that. He has never been a failure in his speech. It's been so good that even the people that didn't believe him said, they ain't never nobody spake like he spake. Huh? Because he don't fail. He don't fail any. Listen, I've told people, I've given them the wrong advice I thought was right. That's why I give it to them. But it wasn't. You know it? It was wrong. I've given them the wrong answer. I said the wrong thing about people. But he never has failed in anything that's ever come out of his mouth. Because I'm limited, he's not. Because I'm weak, but he's not. Because I don't know everything, but he knows everything. Huh? He's never failed in speech. Well, wonder where at? Well, you know, he stepped out and said, peace be still.
Yeah.
Now he calmed the waters where the disciples was.
Yeah.
Do you believe that account in the Bible?
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you that the same speech that he calmed the waters where the disciples were is the same speech that he calms the troubled waters in your soul. And only you can hear the speech that he uses, because no one knows the troubled water that you're in but him. And he can speak the peace to your troubled water this morning. You know why? Because he never fails. He never fails. He just don't do it. Huh? Man. Do you know that this speech that never fails, that he cast out devils?
Yeah.
Do you know it? There's people that say they can cast out devils, but they're full of the devil. And they ought to start with themselves. But they don't. They try to get it out of somebody else. And you know, I found that that's what we try to do. We try to get the evil out of others, and we won't get the evil out of ourselves.
That's right.
Huh? I ought to be able to get a big hearty amen from everybody on that. Huh? But you know that when the Lord come up against it, you know what he done? He spoke to the devils and they obeyed. We're talking about the God of heaven that don't have to sidestep the demons and the devils of hell. But when he speaks, they obey what he says. When he went there to the maniac and they said, are you here to torment us before our time? We know our time's coming. You're not going to do it now, are you? We know what day it's coming. You're not going to do it now, are you? He said, get out. Just get out.
Yeah.
And they said, will you let us go somewhere else? He said, we'll go on that bunch of hogs. That's okay. But they asked. They didn't even leave until they asked where they could go.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? The devil's can't even move unless the one who spoke this world into existence gives them permission this morning. So don't you take a sidestep to the devil, and don't you let him bully rag you around and lie to you and try to defeat you. You got the Word of God and the Savior that wrote it, and he lives in your heart, and you can believe it this morning, and he'll speak it for you this morning. Huh? And all he did was speak. He didn't jerk that old boy around. He said, out.
Yeah. That's right.
Out. I love it. Huh? Read your Bible the exciting way it's written. Huh? Are we okay this morning? Not only that, he not only calms the stormy waters, the troubled water of our soul with his speech. He not only cast out the devils and demons that would come against us. Listen to me now. He controls the disease. Listen, we must be the sickliest church right now we've ever been. They more sick folk in the church, and we're going through more sickness than I believe we ever have at one time. You know, the prayer chain, it's almost continual. Have you noticed that? Think about it. People in and out of the hospital sick and tests and cancers and all the things going on, my goodness. But you know, Jesus walking down the road, here comes a nobleman up to him. And he says, listen, I got one sick down at the house. He said, well, let's go. He said, no, you don't have to go.
Right.
If you'll just go ahead and, what did he say? If you'll just speak it. If you'll just say the word, then it'll be took care of. He said, well, I ain't seen faith like this. And he said, well, you just do it. And he done it. And the old boy run home and here come a service. And he said, everything's okay. He said, about what time was that?
Yeah.
About what time was that? And that all took place. And he allowed that was when he spoke it. What I want you to understand this morning, that we're going to have to start trusting the one who don't fail. We've trusted doctors. We've put our life in doctors' hands, and because we're limited. But we got to remember they're limited. They can't fix everybody. They're still practicing. They're trying. And I believe they want to help. I do believe they want to help. They want your money, but they want to help too. I believe that. Huh? But nevertheless, we've trusted them. We went in and let them open our bodies up and get in there and poke around where everything's close together. Huh? That's what they say, ain't it, Rick? Huh? They pull and add and cut and take out. We don't know what they've took out. We don't know what they've put in. I mean, they leave rags in there. They leave instruments in there. They do. You read about it all the time. They'll cut the wrong leg off. They'll cut the wrong arm off.
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, what are you going to do about that bad leg again? You cut my good one off. I mean, what do you do? Trust them again. And we've done that. But we can't trust the Lord of glory that never fails. Oh, hear me this morning. He speaks better than anybody else performs. He's able just to say it, and he's more than you can do physically. He's more than you can do by yourself. He's more than all of us can do together, because even he speaks, he don't fail. Are we all right with that this morning? But he never fails any strength. He never fails any speech. Do you know how strong Jesus is? I mean, do you really know how strong he is? Now, we give an awful lot of credit to the devil. Do we not? Look in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 8. Let's just see how strong the Lord is. All right? He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now I wonder, which one's stronger there? Huh? Huh? They nobody any stronger than my Jesus. Nobody. Nobody. Oh, I'm going to trust the one that can't fail, because he is strong enough to destroy the works of the devil this morning. The devil's powerful, there's no doubt. Us on our own, by ourselves, we're no match for the devil. I'm not going to get up and run my mouth to the devil. I ain't going to do it. Even Michael, the archangel, says that he would not bring a railing accusation against the devil. He said, the Lord rebuked thee. I'm not going to do it. And I'm surely not no archangel. I'm surely not that powerful, huh? Are you listening to me? So, but with Jesus.
Yep.
But with Jesus, I have no problem that the devil has done already been lost the battle, because he can be destroyed and is destroyed, will be be destroyed by the power of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because he don't feel any strength. He don't feel any strength. Are we okay with that? But see, there's something that bugs us. There's something that wears us all out, and we say it don't, but it does. Death wears us out. Death hurts us. It breaks our heart. We're doing all we can to keep from dying, knowing full well that to die is gain. Knowing full well that if I die, I'm better than living. If you die, you're better off. Yeah. Like Brother Rick told us, you know, maybe living ain't for everybody. And it's not. Some people would be better off dead. Right? I mean, look, now think about the people you know right now that are suffering physically. They don't even know they're in the world. And we wonder why are they here? And they got tubes in them and all these things. We wonder. Yeah, I thought this morning they've doubled my medicine again this week, and I don't even know if I can count all of them. I can't even eat breakfast because I'm so full after taking my medicine. It's not like I done eat a meal. You know, anybody else like that? You know, I mean, I took a handful. Now I'm taking a double handful. And that's just to be able to get my boots on and go, you know. That's just to start with. And then I get to do it again at noon and get to do it again in the evening. And I said, wow, I really want to die. That's why I'm taking all these pills. If I really wanted to die, I wouldn't take none of them pills. See, death is something that chases us and wears us out. Death is something, you know, exercise. Why do you exercise? Did you know? Now, this is truth. It's funny, but it's true. Do you know that there are more people killed in a gym every year, dying in a gym, but I never heard nobody dying in a donut shop. Have you? I ain't been seen on the news that nobody died at Krispy Kreme. But they die in the gym. You tell me which is better. Now, I know that's funny, but is it not true? Yes. You know, the doctors will tell you, well, you need to exercise. You know, it'd be like telling Shane Civi. Shane works 33 hours a day. All right. It'd be like Shane going to the doctor and say, well, listen, you need to take this medicine and exercise 3 times a day. Yeah, exercise. Well, he does more before he gets out of bed in his mind and on paper and on the phone than most people will do all day long. And then he goes to work. Yeah. All right? See, but people exercise. You know why they exercise? They think they're going to live longer. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all ain't going to believe it. Y'all go look it up. Do you know that? And I heard a doctor say this. Now, whether maybe he's nutty. But he said that the average age of doctors, their life expectancy, is not but 57 years old.
Yes.
That the average doctor, the average age for a doctor's death is around 57 years old. And I'm going to him, wanting him to prolong my life. I've done past that. I'm already doing better than he is, and I'm asking his advice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know why? It ain't because of the health. We don't care how sick we are, as long as we don't die. We don't care how sick we are. We'll hobble. And we'll try to suck air and machines and all these things. It ain't that we're worried about being sick.
Hello.
We're worried about dying. Are you hearing me?
Right.
But you ain't got to be.
Right.
Now, remember now, I know where I'm at on my... Don't forget where we're at. We say he ain't never failed in his speech. He ain't never failed in his strength. He never failed. How about 2 Timothy? Chapter 1. Are we okay?
Yeah.
How about verse 10? 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. Who hath what? What he abolished? What are we afraid of it for? He done outlawed it. For us who are believers, he done outlawed it. Are y'all hearing me? He's abolished it. He done outlawed me a dying. I belong to him. He done outlawed me a dying. I ain't going to do it. Huh? Who hath abolished death and hath brought life and what? To light through the gospel.
Yep.
Are we okay with that? Are y'all understanding why I'm giving you? That's what the Bible said. I am saved this morning. I don't have to fear death for no reason this morning. The only thing I need to fear is God and respect Him in all His power and glory and might. But He never fails. He never fails in His speech and He never fails in His strength. But there's more. Look in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. Are we still okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 2. How about we start at verse 13? Hebrews chapter 2 verse 13, it says, and again I will put my trust in him.
Yeah.
Trust him now. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me.
Yeah.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Yeah.
He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
Yeah.
Sound pretty strong to me. What about y'all?
Right.
And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Yeah.
I'm not bound by death no more.
Right.
But I'm delivered because he outlawed it.
Right.
I, Mark D. Sechrist, will never die.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Do you believe that this morning? Why? Because I'm saved. I've done died. I passed from death unto life. I will not die. You say, well, that's pretty brazen. No, he destroyed it. Huh? You want me to break the law? He done abolished death.
Yeah, right.
It's again the law for me to die.
Right. That's right.
He destroyed. He didn't just destroy death. He destroyed the booger that causes it.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Is that what it said? Verse 14.
Yeah.
That through death, because he died, because Christ died, was buried and rose again.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Hear me. Hear me now. I'm to tell what the Bible says. Read our Bibles.
Yeah.
We'd be a lot happier if we read our Bibles.
Yeah.
Hey, we'd be a lot happier if we believed our Bibles.
That through death,
he might destroy him that had the power of death. Sound like he's stronger. I think we just read where he destroyed the works of the devil. Now he's just going to destroy him.
That's right.
Huh? It's one thing to clean up the mess. He's going to get the booger called it.
Amen.
He said he might destroy him that had the power of it. That is the devil. Now we understand who that is. Talk to me now.
Yes.
He wanted to make sure we understood. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Yeah.
I just want you to understand that he never fails in his strength, because he destroys the work of the devil and he destroys death himself. Huh?
Amen.
And that's what wears us out.
Yeah.
That's what wears us out. Mm-hmm. How about Matthew? Are we okay this morning? I just want to encourage you a little bit. I just want to encourage you a little bit this morning. I'm not afraid of death. The process is a little upsetting. You know, they say death ain't no big deal. I done tried a time or two. Wasn't no big deal then. The process was tough, oh boy, my. Huh? That stroke was tough. Falling off that house was tougher. I still ain't got over it. Marcus told me the other day, he said, well, Dad, it's hard to get over dying. I reckon that's why I'm still sore. Huh? I reckon it is. Okay? How about Matthew 28? And Jesus came and spake of them, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake of them, saying, that a little power is given unto me. That some power is given unto me. I just wonder, do you believe it?
Yeah.
Do you believe?
Yeah.
All power?
Yes, sir.
It's what it says, then. See, I just want to try to tell you about one who never fails. Because he has all power. And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All right? We okay? He never fails in his speech. He never fails in his strength. And he never fails in his salvation. He never fails. And I'm going to quit throwing you through all the scriptures. There is a couple more I want to show you. But you know what he says? He says that he is able to save them to the uttermost.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's pretty completely, ain't it? Tell what he says there in Hebrews, that he's able to save to the uttermost. Do you know this morning that you can't be too lost?
That's right.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
You can't be too lost. You can't be too far gone. You can't be too wicked. Me, you cannot be too far lost because he saves to the uttermost to them that'll believe. The old preacher, one of my old favorite preachers, been dead for years, E.J. Daniels, used to preach a message on from the guttermost to the uttermost. That's what he used to preach. From the guttermost to the, from the worst to the most complete. Huh? Because he don't fail. He don't fail when it comes to salvation. But he don't fail when it comes to who it is. Not just where they're from, how deep they are, but who it is. Because he'll take whosoever will that'll come. That means you. He will not fail. He cannot fail. It's impossible for him to fail. It's not that he hasn't failed. It's that he can't fail. It's not that he's not failed me yet. He can't fail me, ever.
Amen.
Have I failed him? Oh, but no, he's never failed. You know why? He is the one who don't fail. He'll save whosoever will. Now listen to me. Not only it matters not where they're from, how deep in sin they are. Matters not who they are. And then he saves them with something that's most wonderful. He gives them eternal life. The Bible says, I give unto them eternal life. Mm-hmm. This is what Jesus said. Read your Bible. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That's what it says. For the Father they gave them me is greater. Don't know what it says? He's greater. Now, greater than who? Well, just he's greater than all. And no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. It was why I don't believe it like it. Well, you're robbing yourself of joy not believing your Bible. You're trusting you and you're limited and you're going to fail. If you're figuring on you getting you to heaven, you ain't going. If you're figuring on you to get your sins forgiven, you ain't going to be forgiven. If you're figuring on you to make it through this world by yourself, you ain't going to do it. You better get a hold of the Lord. Trust the Lord. You know why? Because he don't fail. He don't fail. That's the best I can tell you this morning, that you can trust the Lord. All right? Well, let's read a couple more. I told you I want to save you a few, and I don't want you to spend time hunting. I want you to listen to me this morning. I'll read you out of the King James Bible. I won't read it wrong. All right? Listen to me now. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Cheryl, you go to piano. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Who? Them. Whoever may want to make you afraid, don't be afraid of it. Whatever makes you want to be afraid, don't be afraid of it. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. What's it say? He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. He won't fail. He ain't going to fail. You can trust Him. He ain't going to fail. You can trust Him. Huh? How about Isaiah? How about Isaiah 43? We still okay? Isaiah 43. See what we can find here. Isaiah verse 43. It says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Fear not.
Yeah.
For I have redeemed thee.
Yeah.
Anybody here been redeemed?
Yeah.
I have called thee by thy name.
Yeah.
Huh? Thou art mine. Anybody here belong to the Lord?
Yes.
Now look at verse 2. Verse 2 is so wonderful. When thou passest through the waters.
Yeah.
Deep waters. I heard a song on the radio that day. That's what the name of it was. Deep waters. I said, yeah, I know about deep water. Y'all ever been in deep water?
Yeah.
When thou passest through the waters. Look what it says. I will be with thee. When thou passest through the rivers, it says, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. You may think it's done, but it ain't done. We okay? When thou walkest through the fire, He didn't say He's going to keep you out of the fire. He didn't say that. He said, when thou walkest through it, He ain't going to let you get burnt up. Huh? You may have to walk through the fire. It may get a little hot. Water might get a little deep. Water might be a little troubled. It may be. He said, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Huh? The next phrase says, for I am the Lord thy God, there in verse 3.
Yeah.
Huh? We still okay? How about we go back to chapter 41? We okay this morning?
Yeah.
One who never fails. How about verse 10? Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear thou not. Well, there's a lot of them not fears in there, ain't they?
Yeah.
Huh? Fear thou not. How come? For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Drop down to verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, I love this. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I don't know of anything that's more peaceful. When I was growing up, than Daddy or Papa to grab a hold of my hand. I don't know that I was ever afraid of anything. When Daddy and Papa had a hold of my hand. Because it was okay. And I've got them in boys, and they've been times them boys has reached up and grabbed a hold of my hand. They wasn't scared. They didn't care because they knew old daddy going to take care of them. Them grandbabies. You know, I don't know of anything. I got that picture in there in my office that y'all took, and y'all gave me in the old sanctuary for pastor appreciation. You got all the kids' name on. And there in my, and look, and Hannah has got her finger, her hand around my finger. And it says, I've been kept in a safe place. Huh? He's a big hand. He's got a hold of my hand this morning. And for me, it ought to be just a walk in the park. But he's the one watching. He's the one looking. He's the one protecting. All I got to do this morning is trust the one that don't fail. Look at me this morning. He's not hurting you to hurt you. There's nothing coming on you that he's trying to hurt you. He's allowing some things to come in your life that you can see how big he is, that you can trust him. He's not mad at you this morning.
Amen.
You belong to him, he's not mad at you. He loves you. Do we do wrong? We do wrong more than we do right. Huh? He's allowing you down this path that he might show you just how big he is. He wants you to see that. He wants you to understand that he's one that can't fail. See, we're going to bury more people. We're going to stand before and buy more hospital beds. And we're going to hear more bad news. There's going to be tragedies. There's going to be people move and leave and go away. There's going to be some we never see again. Sin's going to overtake some people's lives. That's life. But there's one we can count on. There's going to be people that's going to disappoint you. There's going to be people that you had that most confidence in that you ain't going to understand. There's parents and spouses and children that's going to disappoint you. There's doctors that say, well, we've got all the cancer, and they come back to you and say, well, we're sorry, we was wrong. I mean, there's going to be things that's going to, but there's still one.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's still one that don't fail. There's still one that's not made not one mistake ever. He's God. And he's on your side. Don't lose faith this morning. Don't lose faith. You trust him this morning. He's the one who never fails. Huh? Never fails. And I'm going to go ahead and thank him for the prayers he's answered that I don't even know he answered yet. Huh? Do you know him this morning? Are you really truly saved? Have you received Christ as your Savior this morning? Are you a saved mommy, a saved daddy? Huh? Are you a saved young person? Have you repented of your sins and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Not believed in a God, but have believed on, placed your faith on and in Jesus Christ. Have you done that? If not, why don't you come and let him save you this morning? Why don't you come and receive him? Follow Christ. And if you're low, man, listen, a lot of us low this morning. Find your place. Find your place. You want somebody to pray with you? Just come to the altar and raise your hand. Huh? Don't raise your hand and then come. Why don't you come on out and slip up out of your seat. Come down here to the altar. And if you want somebody to pray with you, just hold your hand up. We'll get somebody to pray with you. And we'll leave out of here this morning. Trusting the one who can't fail. How about that? Father, you've already helped us this morning just reading your word, the encouragement in your word. You are great. You don't fail in your speech. You don't fail in your strength. You don't fail in your salvation. God, help us to trust you this morning. In Jesus' name, and amen. Let's stand.
It's 282.
Once we pray with you, come. Find your place. Once we pray with you, hold your hand up. We'll come pray with you. We want you to come. If you need to be saved, come. Won't you be saved this morning? Won't you come and trust Christ this morning?
Just as
won't you come?